It wasn't just Luther Burbank who considered what is now Sonoma County to be what he called the chosen spot of all this earth. For uncounted generations before Burbank, says Benjamin Benson, this area merited that sort of recognition, and deliberately so.
If you can envision salmon in every creek, herds of tule elk, if you can envision oak woodland that was open like a park for hundreds of square miles, we're looking at one of the most beautiful habitats that ever existed on Earth, right here in California, that we now understand was created and sustained by Native Americans.
Benson is an environmental anthropologist, now based at the Pepperwood Preserve, northeast of Larkfield. He's found that Native peoples worldwide could and did manipulate their natural environments to their own benefit, but the tribes of this region excelled at it.
My work has taken me to Africa, to South America, to Asia, looking specifically at how Native people care for their habitats. And what I see is that Sonoma County has perhaps the most sophisticated environmental management system vested in its Native American communities anywhere on the planet. And we see very similar strategies all over California. Obviously, the habitats are very different and require different interventionist techniques, but overall, it was a conscious effort on their part to create sustainable habitats.
What's more, Benson says, those techniques were surprisingly varied and sophisticated.
They were planting and weeding and tilling and gardening as well as burning in the attempt to produce a sustainable habitat that was in balance for a very, very long period of time, thousands of years, that was so incredibly abundant that when we look back at the records from the Spaniards and from the Russians, what we're seeing is a habitat that was unimaginably beautiful.
Those methods and the guiding philosophy behind them still live on among contemporary tribal elders, who will share some of their knowledge at a Tending the Wild conference that Benson has helped organize in partnership with the California Indian Basket Weavers Association. It'll be held at Pepperwood over the coming weekend, with the same program offered on both Saturday and Sunday.
We're bringing Native American elders from all over California to address the environmental community, the scientific community, about their traditional land management practices. It's very subtle, but that knowledge is still there. It's still present in the minds of the traditional elders that we're bringing to Pepperwood to share their knowledge with the environmental community.
And while the techniques that were used to reshape natural ecosystems to better support the Native populations are instructive, Benson believes that a broader assimilation of the spiritual ideals that drove them may be even more important.
I firmly believe that this is important for environmentalists to know about, that if we're going to save the environment of California, if we're going to bring back some of the beauty that we used to have in California, we're going to do it because it becomes sacred to us.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.